This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
What's upset you now?
I'm getting annoyed at the minute. I tell you what's annoying me at the minute is because it's holiday season, isn't it? So everyone's, you know, how's your Monday, doing all
what,
of that. At
sorry,
the minute.
what is holiday season? I'll just quickly, sorry to interrupt, but like I saw an advert the other day. You know that it's the most wonderful time of the year. I always thought that was a Christmas song.
I thought that was a Christmas song.
Yeah, but now they started using that as an advert for like summer holidays.
Oh, no, they've done another one. I think Boots have done it. Boots have used a song. This is really going to piss me off because you've triggered something now.
Sorry.
But you know the sort of struggly kind of voice, slowed down rearrangement of an absolute banging song? So they're using
that.
Most wonderful time of the year for a holiday advert. So then Boots have used it. They've used Fuji's Ready or Not in a kind of Ellie Goulding type slow down way, like Ready or Not. Like
I don't know.
For fucking have you waxed your minge, basically. And it's like, I don't think that's what fucking Wyclef and Lauryn Hill were on about. Do you know what I mean?
That is amazing. Well, I mean, it's quite a good song choice, though. Ready or Not. I've never heard a double triggering before. I've triggered you.
Mate.
You've triggered me right back. Those slowed down versions of well-known songs. Do you remember when they used to have the Live Lounge on Radio 1?
Yes.
That is literally one of my least favourite things of all time.
100 Honey Bee. I blame Darius on X Factor doing Hit Me Baby One More Time.
On today's show, Lily Allen's going to do a slightly different arrangement of a little song you might recognise. If it hadn't have been for Cotton Eye Joe.
That's not even a fucking piss take. That is it. Lick my neck, lick my back, lick my pussy and my crack.
Yeah.
That'll be the next John Lewis advert. Exactly right.
No. Because I'm going to admit this. I didn't know it was a guilty pleasure until now. I've been guilt tripped into it. I've always liked them. What's the problem?
The problem is you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what the problem is.
We know that. What is it that gets you, the two of you, about it? I don't know what the problem is. I quite like it.
Do you know what it is? I think if it's done well, you go, Oh, I've never even appreciated that song before. When you do it like that, there's a couple that it's like, you just know some clever cunts behind it and you just hate them. And you know they like Mumford & Sons. You fucking know they do.
I think you've summed it up there in a band. It's just all a little bit Mumford & Sons, isn't it?
They get so much stick, those guys.
Good.
Hasn't one of them been thrown out for having sort of like contentious views? Is that right? Is he not like a conspiracy theorist?
I'm going to say it. It's because they're Tory. They've taken folk music is rebel music and revolutionary.
Absolutely, and
these fucking cunts, they and they and it's for people that go to things that are like actually, you know, like ice cream festivals or food festivals. Do you know what I mean? Like the Ben and Jerry festival. Go to Glastonbury and take a lot of drugs till you can't remember who you are, and then I'll respect you. But these guys are all like, I don't know, let's frazzle our wellies and have matching t-shirts and have kids, and I want them to die.
Oh my god. I was just thinking when you said that, fuck, it was an ice cream festival. And then when you said Ben and Jerry's, I was like, I actually did go to a Ben and Jerry's festival on Clapham Common.
I'm going.
Sorry,
so no. But I think I did, Paul, and I think Lemonheads were there, so it was all right.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. No, when I went, it was like Echo and the Bunnymen. It was amazing. It was like a free thing on Clapham Common. But anyway, yeah, you're absolutely right.
But you know what I mean, though.
Folk music for Tories. That's what they should... That's what they should now, but that should be their like strap line. If anyone's describing, have you heard of Mumford & Sons? I don't know what are they. Oh, it's basically like folk music for Tories.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I like it.
But a lot of bands now are posh, aren't they? I read that. By the way, this isn't. I don't understand what I'm talking about, but I just happened to come across. I just happened to come across an article by Noel Gallagher saying that you won't get working class bands anymore because they don't have enough money to do it.
Yeah, is that
fair? I mean, it must be fair. Noel Gallagher's saying it. He would know.
I don't think that's true. But anyway.
No, not anyway. Why not?
Why not? Because there's loads of sort of good new working class bands at the moment that are kind of doing quite well. So that's just not true. I mean, they can't afford to do what? Yeah. So just go back to my original point. As much as this is excellent chat and I am in firm agreement with most of the things that are being said. Why that song?
A holiday season.
The holiday. Yeah. So it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's holidays. So it's been appropriated for Christmas and has now been taken back by just the holiday season. I've never heard anyone describe the holiday season like you just have. When does the holiday season start and end? With the school holidays.
Thank you.
I suppose. Well, what I mean is, what we always get, don't we, when we're sitting like absolute turds and full stomachs after Christmas, like it's literally 2 days after Christmas, you get the full, you know, Thomas Cook adverts coming on and you go, yes, that's what I should have spent all my money on, not these horrible kids. I should have been going on holiday. So it sort of starts from then. But, you know, you must know on social media, people are posting pics of their holidays. Everyone's going away. That's what I mean, the holiday season. We're booking to go to Spain from May onwards, aren't we? Are we not?
Yeah.
That's the one. The photos you mean on holiday are where, like, do you mean like when it's that, like, there's a girl's thighs in the foreground?
Like hot dog legs.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, hot dog legs is a thing. And then they go, oh, how's your Monday or Monday's office? And you go, no, you're right. You got a little week's all inclusive. It's all right. Calm down. But that's not my issue. My issue is...
I don't get that one anymore. I just get that one. Have you seen that one that goes around occasionally on WhatsApp where it's someone going, I think I might have monkeypox. Does anyone know if this is it? And then it's them with the, sort of like a scab on their leg, but they've also got just a massive dick. Like,
we are not in the same WhatsApp groups.
I'll forward mine to you, Laura.
Oh, thanks. Just add me. I can't believe... But men's WhatsApp groups so quickly become just porn. It's terrifying, actually.
Hang on. Whoa.
My husband's a snitch.
Hang on a second. I'm not going to let you generalise my gender. I don't send porn. I don't receive porn.
Okay, all right then.
What Paul sends me is not porn, it's love.
Dirty love. Dirty love. Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's a few sort of like tropes, isn't there, in holiday photos. There's the airport pint. That's a sort of like...
Yeah, I'm guilty. There is nothing better on this earth than the airport pint.
I mean, what's your cut-off point? I went on a stag do once where we were drinking Stella before 5 a.m. at Stansted Airport.
There is no cut-off.
Bravo.
I am going on holiday in a couple of weeks and I will be really early. I think we get there about 4, 4:30 for a 6 a.m. flight. I'll be with my kids. It is It's a pint. It's standard. I don't care.
Is your aim to not have your to not be in possession of your kids by the time you reach your destination? To have had your kids taken off you? That's the sort of.
If social services are not involved, in,
I have not had enough to drink.
If social services aren't involved by the time I land, fuck it, I ain't doing it right. The time doesn't exist at the airport, so I have been guilty of posting the airport pint. I don't mind all this so much. I like the airport pint.
Tell you which one does my head in, Laura. I don't get this photo. The photo of the aeroplane window.
No.
Oh, look, there's some clouds. Who gives a fuck?
Do you know what it is, though? Because the thing is, people take pictures of their food, dad days. People share crying selfies, don't they?
There's oh, no my God. Unturned. What oh. is that? What is that? No, whoa. We got a freeze here. Oh, what the fuck is it with people taking a selfie of them crying?
I don't know. About, don't like, know.
On, you know, like I've just read about this awful, tragic thing on the other side of the world, and they take a photo of themselves crying. What are you doing?
I mean, I know we have to have the mental health discussion and have it all like it's okay to not be okay, but when people go, they have a bad day, they have a crying selfie, they go, okay, so this is the reality, guys. I'm really struggling right now. And I'm like, oh, just struggle quietly.
I know.
There's some things where I think pre-social media, people would have had a camera and taken photos of maybe the airport and the window and the holiday. So I think, actually, I'm down for holiday photo sharing. I haven't even got to the main thing, which really annoys me. And the reason I said holiday season is upon us, holidays are coming, whatever. The before you go on holiday, when somebody asks for recommendations. Now,
how do you mean? What do you mean?
They will go on Facebook or Twitter or something. Mm-hmm. Any recommendations for places to eat in Brooklyn or things to do in Manhattan, and it's or any restaurants in Bali, preferably child friendly for the month of August. You know, you're just saying you're going on holiday. Just say, eek, I'm excited, I'm going on holiday. You're asking for recommendations just to fucking show off. Here's a recommendation. Google it, you bastards. Yeah. It's this kind of...
I'll tell you what's even worse than that is when you sort of like mention you're going somewhere like that, to New York, for example. Okay, this is what springs to mind. And then someone goes, let me send you some recommendations because they know New York so much better than everyone else.
See, that's the worst.
That happened to me last time I went to New York. It's just like...
Here he goes, going on about New York again.
The one I don't understand is you go, I'm going to New York, and then someone goes, oh, I know someone that's in New York, I'll give you their number. Yeah, I'm not fucking meeting up with your friends.
I can think of only one good reason why you would want to meet up with that person. And I can say guilty in the past. If someone says I've got a number, I think we all.
Yeah.
That's when 5 days later I get a selfie of McCaffrey crying.
When he's posted his McCaffrey.
Those recommendations were welcome and free of judgment. Oh, I know someone in New York. Excellent, please.
Say no more, fam. The worst thing as well is it's the same thing asking for recommendations. It's like when someone does a sexy selfie, but they're talking about something.
Thank you very much.
But they'll say something like, oh, the world's such a mess these days. If only, you know, it's like they try and make it political.
Oh, yeah.
And you go, it's not political. You're just, it's a hot selfie. It's okay. Or they'll try and say, gosh, you know, or someone did a sexy selfie of themselves walking up some stairs. Someone else, it wasn't a selfie, someone had taken it and they went, oh, you know, climbing the ladder of so many choices. And it's like, you're not. It's just your ass. You've done a lot of squats. It's all right.
It's like when in Tesco's now where you buy something and at the end it asks you if you want to donate you know, to the wall, which I do, and then afterwards I take a selfie and I just I have a little ball hanging out of my boxers. Little bit of my ball hanging out of the boxers, just like just donated 9p to Ukraine.
There should be a button on that. Like I see that and I go like there should be a button that goes, do you want to round it up? Do you want to donate £1? Do you want to donate £5? There should be another button under that that says, you are a multi-million-pound company and I've just paid £2 for a litre of petrol. How about you fucking donate some money?
Nice. 100%. Yeah, do that.
I would say that with a little bit of my ball hanging out.
How about let's not do self-service. How about the fact that you've probably fired 70% of your flipping staff so that we can self-serve? And I don't need a fucking job in Tesco's. And if I'm stealing things, I will plead ignorance because I never got training on that. I don't work in Tesco's. I never got training on the till.
So if there's about
four packets of smoked salmon in my carrier bag, that's on you, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
I got fired because I had a little bit of my ball hanging out.
You never worked in Tesco, Sean. You worked in TK Maxx for one day and a call centre for 2 days. That is your entire work history. I have worked in Sainsbury's. I actually, and you are pro self-service checkout. You are for that sort of thing, aren't you?
What, self-service checkout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't, if it worked, I would be, but it doesn't work. So I'm not.
I prefer to deal with a person, personally.
Same.
Absolutely not. That was the fantastic Laura Smith. That's Laura, S-M-Y-T-H. You can follow her on Twitter at @ThatLauraSmith. Very funny comedian. Absolutely love her to bits. Look out for on TV. She's doing lots of things, appearing in sitcoms and panel shows. Wonderful human being. Good to have her on. And if you want to hear more of What's Upset You Now, you can get an hour, 60 minutes, that's 60 TikToks. I don't know what I'm talking about. Of just me and Paul, it's an hour. You people send in your voice notes. It's on Patreon. That is just a 15-minute teaser. We do a whole hour on Patreon. The link is in the bio. It's also at patreon.com/WUYM. That's patreon.com/WUYM. That's patreon.com/WUYM. I am so tired.